News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Parliamentary candidates from the United Party for National Development secure their party seats unopposed. UPPZ calls to peace units ahead of the August polls. Senegal's President Faye Sackhoue Sonko after months of tensions. Federal FC honor Mumba and Kangwanda at end of season awards. From Tanzania Avenue of the end of Sunday. The leader of the United Forces and Peaceful Zambia, Charles Shanga, has called for peace before, during, and after the August 13th general election. Mr. Shanga says political parties should conduct issue-based campaigns and avoid violence insults on tribal remarks. Mr. Shanga has urged the police, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and other authorities to ensure that all candidates are allowed to campaign freely and fairly. He has emphasized that Zambia's peace should be protected, adding that all candidates and citizens are one people despite political differences. Meanwhile, Mr. Tunda has congratulated candidates from the ruling party, opposition parties, and independent candidates who successfully filed their nominations for August 13th polls. And Mr. Tunda encouraged aspiring candidates who failed to file nominations not to lose hope, saying, "We'll have another opportunity in 2031. Meanwhile, 14 presidential candidates have successfully tendered their nominations ahead of the August presidential, parliamentary and local government polls. Yesterday, President Alain Hitima filed his nomination seeking re-election for a second term. President Hitima retained Vice President Dr. Mutenga Lumango as his running mate. Brian Mundwire also filed his nomination with Makhubu Zulu as his running mate, while Citizens First President Harry Calabar brought on board former Tipata Central lawmaker Moses Mawere as his deputy in this election. Others include Leadership Movement leader Dr. Richard Chilombe, Party SP, and Mr. Given Mwenya Chansao, the Movement for Economic Emancipation. Mr. Howard Kunda is contesting on the Zambia Wake Up Party Zawapa ticket, also permanent on the list is lawyer Mr. Kelvin Fugewada on the Zambia Maspospa ticket. Dr. Brian Musimba of the Organized People's Party, OPP, former Kiengi MP Dr. Given Takita as an independent presidential candidate, the only female candidate, Mr. Xavier Santi Ntungu of the Liberal Democrats Party, LDP, Professor Daniel Chivalepule of the Christian Democratic Party, CDP, Mr. Atim Andoni Ndobu of the Democratic Union, DU, a youthful aspirant, and Ritual Siamunene of the New Focus Party, NFP. And five parliamentary candidates from the United Party for National Development have so far secured their seats after going unopposed in their respective constituencies. UPND Deputy National Youth Chairman Kevin Mwinde was declared winner unopposed for the Choma South constituency. He joins Edgar Siakachoma of Kalomo South, Vumango Musumari of Zambezi West, Clement Andeleke of Kazungula North, Siakola Nchimia of Sinanzongwe, all of whom also secured their parliamentary seats without opposition. This development marks an early lead for the UPND as a party prepares for upcoming general elections. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has raised concerns about what it calls a systematic blocking of former Deputy Lusaka Mayor Ketu Nanyangwe from filing her nomination for the mayoral seat ahead of the August elections. NGOCC board chairperson Vicky Katere described the arrest and detention of Ms. Nanyangwe herself and 11 others as an abduction. Ms. Nanyangwe and a dozen others were arrested by police and charged with an offense of idle standing and disorderly conduct under Section 178 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Zambian Law. The police claimed their gathering was likely to cause a breach of peace. This incident happened, and this controversy over nomination filings sparked the United Party for National Development, UPND, issuing two adoption certificates to two different candidates vying for the same position. Lawyer Carlo Musitu, representing Ms. Nanyangwe, confirmed the arrest occurred during the filing of her nomination papers Samusaka City Center, Civic Center. Other detainees include several indicators such as Vincent Siangiabe, known as Ambivi International, rival TPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert DeSanto. The suspect who are released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. In international news, the Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading concern as health authorities report dozens of suspected cases and emergency bars continue in affected areas. As the Ebola outbreak continues to spread across Eastern DR Congo, health workers in protective suits by the victims with little ceremony. Funeral wakes and large gatherings have been temporarily banned as authorities race to contain the deadly hemorrhagic virus. So in international news, Senegal President Bassirou Diomaye Faye on Friday sacked Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko and dissolved the government after months of tensions deepening a crisis in the debt-laden West African nation. The shock announcement was made on state television in a decree read out by the presidential aide, Oumar Samba Bar, who said Faye has ended the duties of Ousmane Sonko and consequently those of the ministers and secretaries of the state who are members of the government. Senegal is in the unusual situation of having a president who owes his position in large part of his prime minister, who would almost certainly have his taken the top job and he not being barred from running due to a defamation conviction. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Saka is your number one hit station. Offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Madison on your 260-961-690-486. Your business. Power and Warp SPF in Saka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. From Osaka, on Cotway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
MTN Super League runners up, Red Arrows at the Captain's Fair 2025 to 2026 campaign with an end of season award ceremony on Friday night, celebrating a season that also delivered Absa Cup glory. Winger Akin Lumba was named the club's player of the year after an impressive campaign for the airmen, receiving 15,000 kwacha with honor. Forward Albert Kangwanda collected the top scorer award after finishing the season with 17 goals all competition, including 13 in the league and 4 in the Absa Cup. The former Kapiwa Celtic FC striker received 10,000 kwacha for his goal scoring exploit. We've come to the end of the lunchtime news for more Pantone and Avenue Scores on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. As parliamentary candidates from the United Party for National Development, UPND, secure their party seats and appeals. UPPZ calls for peace unit ahead of the August 4th. Senegal's President Faye sacked PM Sonko after months of tensions. Red Arrows FC owner Mumba and Kangwanda at end of season awards.
Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours.